Through history, countless artists have made anti-war statements and protested political and human rights abuses in their work. Fernando Botero painted Abu Ghraib.
These paintings are the result of the rage I felt when I learned about the tortures in Abu Ghraib.
Botero never viewed the graphic pictures of abuse seen around the world. His paintings were inspired by press accounts of what took place at Abu Ghraib. 7 U.S. soldiers were eventually convicted of abuse-related crimes. The exhibit includes 80 paintings and drawings in Botero's distinctive style. He has donated the entire collection to the university in California, Berkeley, where he first had a partial show of the works.
I never thought I would sell these paintings. It would be immoral to make money based on human pain.
Botero says he created these works as a condemnation of violence.
I hope that when the newspapers and the people stop talking about this, my paintings will be there to remember an unacceptable moment in the history of the United States.
Jack Rasmussen is the director and curator of the American University Museum.
Fernando is maybe the best known Latin American artist, for sure. And the most successful, but he's also one of the most important artists in the world.
Rasmussen says the combination of political message and great art makes this a very powerful exhibit that is hard to ignore. The exhibit will be on view through the end of the year,